In uncertain times like these, we seek the comfortable, the familiar. But what would happen if we tried something entirely different? This is episode 1 of Social Insect Distancing, an emergency unscripted podcast series brought to you by The Daily Ant. Feeling antsy at home? We're here to improve your experience as a small thank you for choosing community well-being. Ants and aphids. If you're a listener of this podcast, you surely already know what ants are. But unless you're a gardener, you may not know what aphids are. Aphids are small insects that have long tube-like mouthparts that suck sugar out of plants. In sucking the sugar out of plants, they also poop out essentially pure sugar. And this sugar poop is something that ants can forage and collect for food. It's often called honeydew. This honeydew is collected by ants in part by the ants stroking the aphid with their antennae, very similar to how humans will forage for milk from cows. Ants will also move aphids to greener pastures. As a host plant starts to die, they can move the ants to better host plants. They'll also defend them against attackers like ladybugs, and I've even read that they'll pen them in with dirt. It's very similar to the way that humans will pen in cows. So this interaction between ants and aphids is considered a form of mutualism, where each insect benefits, each organism benefits. But it also can be sometimes an obligate mutualism, which is where the interaction is required for one species to survive. So sometimes ants largely rely on this kind of food resource in order to live. Other times it can be a facultative mutualism, where, for example, an ant will forage for this food only if it's available, if it happens to be in their environment. So this interaction is a pretty interesting one and is also found throughout the world and is potentially one of the contributing reasons why ants have come to dominate the world. I hope that learning about this ant-aphid interaction has brightened your day a little bit, and remember that we're all in this together. See you tomorrow.